Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the You Can't Comp This NBA Trading Card Podcast. We're your hosts, Adam, Amy, and Russell Gibson. We are here in the middle of the week, and that's because it is the tip-off of the 2023-24 NBA season. Russell, how are you?
I'm good. You threw me off, though. You said good evening at the start. You don't normally kick us off like that.
Oh, I thought, you know, it's middle of the week. I'm
mixing it up a bit.
Mixing it up. Trying not to think about the games I witnessed today. No, it wasn't.
You're talking about the Lakers' first quarter defense, or
yeah, that's all right. It was good to see. I'm a little bit happy that the Warriors got knocked off as well at home. So, but good games to start the NBA season.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't expect the Lakers to actually beat Denver at home.
Yeah, they're a good team. Like, I mean, all jokes aside about the Lakers' defense. Denver is actually a very, very, very good team. And
there's this rumor going around that, what's his name, Nikola Jokic? He's pretty good at basketball, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, goes all right.
They're a machine. You almost wonder how long they can just keep going like this for.
Yeah, it's. I think they're definitely in good position to.
So have you heard this word being thrown around about the Nuggets, like dynasty? Like, why can't they be a dynasty?
Well, why couldn't they be?
Is it the health risk of, you know, MPJ and
no, I wouldn't. They're in the box seat for it. I don't see them not being a Warriors level like dynasty. They've got the skill.
Hot take.
Yeah. What was there was a funnier one that went around, and it was about the Warriors. Charles Barkley had a go and said players get older, not better. Old players don't get better; they just get older. He was just saying about how the Warriors are aging out.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Clay struggled today, and you know Draymond's still not good to go. And
Chris Paul needs a breather every now and then. He'll be right. He'll get injured in the playoffs anyway.
They were in it down to the end. I actually just think it just showed today how good Phoenix are going to be. I think they're going to be
without Beal too. Yeah, yeah.
Even without Beal, yeah, they were just really good across the court. So. No, it looks really good. And I was just going to say before, too, I think that the preseason games were really even competitive and quite well played this year. So I'm just very optimistic about this season. I think it's going to be really good.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a good season. I'm excited.
Let's kick off with some advertising and then we'll introduce what we're going to talk about tonight.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So thanks, as always, to our sponsors, EJ Cards. They have just been keeping our lights on since the word go. So thank you so much. If you want to follow them, go to Instagram at ejcards.au and on Facebook, EJ Sports Breaks. You will find all their breaks listed. I believe currently they've got a random break of Contenders and a Chronicles box, I do believe. Oof. If you want to get down to their brick and mortar, Shop 3, 2-4 Whitehorse Road in Blackburn, you'll find the lads down there. They're always looking to buy, trade, sell cards. They've got a bit of everything down there. They've got a dollar box, they've got a $10 box, they've got cards behind glass that are, you know, valued up to $2,000 or so.
And on special days, they have a space where you can trade children. It's great. Did you see any children trading when you were down there at the trade day the other day?
There was a lot of people trading cards, actually, and which I haven't put this up on socials. I did a trade on that day too, so I'll put that up in the next couple of days so we can analyze who was the winner or the person who didn't do so well.
I'm
actually really wrapped with what I got back with. So even if I lost the trade, I still feel I'm very happy about what I got. So
sensational.
The other big one for us to talk about is the Hobby Hangout. So Hobby Hangout is at Melbourne Pavilion on the 19th of November.
Month away.
Ticket creeping up.
Mm-hmm.
Less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets at thehobbyhangout.com.au. Darcy from Palms Off Gaming will be there. Doma and Sauce from Double Coverage, Omar from 101 Memorabilia. Matthew Payne is our host. You and I will be doing a live podcast there. We've got Trident Collectibles, Neon Trading Cards doing live breaks. It's going to be a fantastic day, and I would say my experience has been each one has gotten better. So I do have higher expectations from the last one, to be honest with you.
Look, they've improved every time. Every time they've put the show on. It's gone to another level, so it'll be, I mean, obviously with us podcasting live, they're taking the show to another level already.
Do you mean down or up?
Yeah, up. To level. Proof's in the pudding. We'll see how we go. I think it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be good to see and see what the boys can put on this time around.
So this week is part two. So if you haven't heard the last episode, you don't actually need to listen to that before you listen to this, but basically last week what we did was we did Atlanta to Los Angeles. So in alphabetical geographic location, we went through. So this week we're going to do M to W. So we'll start off with the Memphis Grizzlies and we're going to pick a player each. And our aim is to speak about that player for 1 minute each. So hopefully this will be a shorter than 60-minute episode.
Good luck.
We'll see how we go. Would you like to kick off today, Ad?
I've only got one person I want to talk about on the Memphis Grizzlies, and that is Ja Morant.
Yeah, cool. Great. I'm happy to talk about Ja. So
The elephant in the room, Ja Morant, 25 games off. He's got a bit of a break. The question is, what happens when he returns? And are the Grizzlies still in good stead when he returns? I don't know. I'm trying to bring up his, because it's one of those things. He's not injured, so he can most certainly keep fit. I don't know.
If you look at the last 6 months, he's down 18%.
Sure.
Now, if you go to the last 3 months, this is where it really gets interesting. He has not moved at all. He's up 0.26%. Basically just been hovering around the $500 mark.
Mm.
So that, how I feel about this is that I think that's the new bottom for him. And it's really interesting that 500 is the bottom. It's like this sort of almost magical number. Like if you look at the last 3 months of data.
Yeah.
So I think if you get it for less than 500, then you've done really well.
Mm.
If you're paying more than 500, I would probably say, you know, be a little bit careful. Look, my feeling though is actually this is going to be a very good buy. If we then fast forward into, you know, 12 months into the future, I think if you're buying now at 500, I think you're going to be, you know, very happy with yourself. That's how I personally feel about it.
I think Ja is, as long as he learns his lesson, that's all I can say. As long as he learns his lesson and just comes back and plays at the same level he played with before he got suspended, I don't see it being a hobby problem.
It's definitely not a hobby problem. I think even, and I don't want to say this sort of and be dismissive of what he did, I don't think the things that he did were unforgivable.
Agree.
It's not like a particular baseballer that's recently just been penalized. It's not that situation at all.
And this is probably why we're seeing, and I'll refer to it as the Jamal Murray hold pattern. Because remember when Murray was injured and his silver prism just stayed? Like it didn't drop out. Like people weren't even sure if he was going to come back.
It was very steady.
Yeah. And it just stayed steady. Yeah. It was interesting that it tanked after, like it went down after he came back and put in an amazing finals campaign. But I think people are holding their Ja Morants at this point. And there are a few people sort of sniffing around for a buy. Yeah, unless he comes out and does something really stupid, I think this might be a buy at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just, as long as he comes back healthy. The other question is, though, is how the Memphis Grizzlies look minus one Steven Adams, who's now out for the season. That could change things very dramatically with the Memphis Grizzlies.
I think that's opportunity cost. So, yes, it's not fantastic for Steven Adams, but at the same time, someone else has to pick up those minutes. So where I'm looking at that is Zaire Williams, and the other one is Kenneth Lofton. And I think both of them
are going to get opportunity.
Have somewhat hobby potential too. That's the other thing I feel about that. Zaire Williams, actually, we've spoken about before, and he was the guy that actually grew in the offseason. So, and if I remember correctly, how I spoke about that was other people that also grew in the offseason was like Giannis. And I was making a very almost outlandish sort of claim that, you know, that's something that, you know, you could look at with Zaire Williams. I don't think he's got that upside that Giannis has, but at the same time, I don't think you can also ignore that type of growth and then also, you know, with the skill that he already possesses. So for me, this is like very much like a sliding door type thing.
That makes sense.
He's not on card letter, so it's a little bit difficult to, you know, pull stuff together, but I found a couple of cards here that I think is, you know, relevant. Donruss Optic Silver PSA 10, that sold for $650. And then his Prism Fast Break Variant PSA 10 sold for $1050. So if you want to talk about somebody who is under the radar, who is young, who's now got opportunity and is going to be on a good team, you know, I really like this a lot, actually. And then we'll go back and tonight and look at sort of, you know, the best buys for tonight. But I'm sort of earmarking this already as one of those.
As an opportunity.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone
Miami
else?
Heat. No, I think we just move on. Yeah.
Yep.
We were a bit slow off the start for that one, weren't we? We can get a bit quicker for the next couple.
I'm sure we can. Oh. All right, the Heat, who have you got?
Look, I'm starting with Tyler Herro because I think if you look at this roster, it's that sort of mismatch of, you know, journeymen and veterans who no one else will pick up and then they turn them into these amazing players. But I think if you're looking at the cream of the crop of this roster, it's obviously Jimmy Butler, but I think, you know, the story's been written a little bit there. But I think Tyler Herro, so he is currently sitting at $93 for a silver PSA 10. His all-time high is 1,300. So I think pop count is 849. You have to keep all of that in mind. But I still think if someone has the potential to pop a little bit, and I think also skills-wise, there's somewhat of an expectation in Miami that this team is going to go as far as Herro takes them, because I think Butler has maximized all of his potential. I think the same thing about Bam. Bam did have improvements last year, but I'm not really seeing, you know, a lot there. So that's probably the one I would
say. The net team improvement is based on the ceiling that Herro sets for the year.
Definitely, yeah. I think his hobby value will go with that too. And I think at $93, people will see some value there. So I think there is potential for that to go up. So that'll be the one that I'm looking at, yeah.
I've got a couple of the I'll call them lesser knowns. And I'm just trying to see now if there is any. I noticed the other day RJ Hampton playing in a Miami uniform after he was he waived?
He was traded to Detroit and then waived, yeah.
Yeah, he actually didn't look too bad. So this is not someone that we are going to be you'll have to dig through your boxes to find, I'm guessing, good RJ rookie cards if you've got them. If he does make an impact, it'll probably be short-lived. But it's a new opportunity. And that was one where I think – if he has a good string of games, could be interesting.
You know, I love deep cuts, but even for me, this cut's a little bit too deep.
Too deep?
Because I think for me, he's a little bit of a prospect that I'm a little bit sort of dubious to see if he's going to play out. The only thing I would add to that is that if anyone can make this kid right, it's going to be the Heat and the Heat culture. So
I was going to say, Eric Spoelstra is a magician. He can make he can make something out of a nobody.
Yeah, definitely. And look, I wouldn't like fully push back on this, but at the same time, I've actually got a few on the list for tonight that maybe when we go back and if we do sort of order them out, you know, Hampton might be on the, say, on the top 10 of the deep cuts, but maybe at 8 or 9. Do you know what I mean?
I reckon it'd be one of those. If you see a silver prism in a dollar box, just grab it just in case.
Yeah, sure.
That's probably where you'll find it.
That's totally fine. But yeah,
And then the other bargain basement, which I'll throw in quickly before my minute's up, is Thomas Bryant.
yeah, cool.
Because I'm
talented big man.
He's a big, and Miami's Who knows? Yeah. Might help Bam bloom, and he might blossom himself. Who knows? Next.
All right. We have a new sponsor supporting the show. It is The Bang Man, who is a new startup and have been operating since June this year, delivering a variety of hobby packs in a single box at an affordable price. So far, they've delivered some huge hits. The biggest one they've pulled so far is a Steph Curry Signatures Gold Auto to 10, which came out of the July edition. Some comps have been rounded up to about 15K AUD, which was verified by Card Letter. So if you're not familiar with what the Bang Man is and what their product is offering, it's basically an assortment of hobby packets put into a box. At an affordable buy-in, you can then open a variety of different hobby packs. Some of the advantages of buying into a product such as this is that you can sample a whole bunch of different products. Another way to think of it is doing your own break at home. The advantage of the Bang Man's product is you are purchasing sealed, unsearched hobby packs as opposed to a single card repack product that has a huge range in value. Just to make the clear delineation between the Bang Man's product and any traditional repack, when you buy into a Bang Man product, you are getting the guarantee of the Panini seal, and then all of the hits then come out of sealed products. So all the numbered cards, if appropriate for the product, rookie patch autographs, signature cards, and of course those super short prints and case hits. Another key point for the Bang Man product is that they have an assortment of different hobby packs in a custom box at two different price points, one being a gold edition and the other being a silver edition. Each month, the Bang Man changes up the pack so it's not the same constant lineup. For listeners of our podcast, we have an exclusive deal for you. Use promo code YouCan'tCompThis to get a $15 discount off your next purchase. Find The Bangman on Instagram, the.bang.man, and on Facebook, The Bangman. Thank you so much, Amir and Team Bangman. The Bucks, Damian Lillard, we can't not talk about this guy. Like, it's just sort of so, you know, blatantly obvious. Look, we've spoken about this guy a fair bit, so I'm going to keep this really brief.
Yep.
He's still sitting around that $2,000 mark. I think the last time we left this, he was pop 40. We said that he was a buy. Are you still feeling like that?
I think with the low pop count, yes.
Yeah.
I think he's on a, it's like, it's a bugger all slide, but he's never been a big hobby guy, but he's, yeah, I don't know. Pop count plus his resume. If he wins with the Bucks, I think it's a good buy.
And that's despite how badly he's played in the preseason, they've looked really good as a team. And I think that's the thing for me where I'm like,
he's just
Chris Middleton's still coming back. They need a bit more time to gel, and you know, I think they're going to be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Judging him when the points don't matter is probably a bit premature on the league's appraisal, I guess.
Come on.
The media painting their narratives. Right,
so the other one I want to talk about, and we have already spoken about him recently, but I'm still going to go through him again, is Malik Beasley. So he actually started for them in the preseason. And yeah, at the time when I was saying he was going to be starting, to me, it was just complete, like, just almost logic that it was going to happen. So he hasn't started every single preseason game, and they have been mucking around with their lineups, but I really hope this guy, you know, gets to the top and rises to the top. Look, his stuff is selling for like literally next to nothing. So a gold standard RPA for $8 USD. You know, I think if you enjoy betting on guys who are a bit on the uncanny side, I think he's someone that you would definitely have a look at. I think the other one too to look at is Beauchamp. I think he's a bit more of a deep cut and maybe someone that might actually rise up in the next couple of years. So that's sort of like a longer term purchase, but at the same time, you know, he's got size, he's got talent, and you know, it's totally fine.
Very
anything you
cuts,
want to add to
we?
Those two?
No, I agree. Like, I've just been trying to search Malik Beasley and I'm not getting anything here.
There's nothing. It's really tough. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a super,
it's on 130 point. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, PSA 10 silver. This is going to be interesting. I'm actually expecting this to be up, to be honest. Man, he's got so many variants to go through. It's inconsiderate.
It's a bit rough, isn't it? There we go, Ant-Man.
The last 2 weeks, 605. That's super interesting. It's only 100 more than Jar, despite him being like a much more stable prospect. Pop count of 1,350, though. That's wild, isn't it?
Yeah, but the Jar pop count, remember, is about 1,500 as well.
Yeah.
So it's – given the timing, I think this is still probably at the tail end of the crazy submission, I guess.
Buy, hold, or sell, Ed?
600. Hold. Wouldn't we be buying him at that? Oh.
Yeah, I'm not doing cartwheels over this either, but
I'm not happy with the price. Like it makes me think. It's not a
absolutely.
A snap buy. It's a very carefully considered purchase. I would, given you said the amount of variants, I would be seeking value in the numbered variants. And look, the blue to 199, it's a bit pricey at 2,800. But the question is, what do we got? Fast break, blue.
All right, you've got Carl Anthony Towns in there. So you must have put this guy on the list for a reason. Why did you put Carl Anthony Towns in?
I think he is the key to this franchise moving forward. I think Anthony Edwards needs to take a step up, but Cat needs to pull his ego in. And I think that could be, if he becomes more of a team player, does it impact him hobby-wise? I'm just bringing his stats up. No, his stats is
So PSA 10 silver last sold for $200. I got to tell you, I think this is a buy. I actually think he's fallen too far. I'm marking this as a strong buy. So I'll tell you why. Because like just to answer what I was saying before, I don't think the issue for him as a team player, I think it's more his skill set and how it meshes in with the other people on his team. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's just too big to be playing the four, and Rudy Gobert, you know, can't play the four.
Still like, don't know why they did that.
Weird. It's so weird, right?
Why did they get Gobert? It's the one thing they didn't need.
Has anyone ever complained about Karl Anthony Towns as a teammate, other than Jimmy Butler, which I think he'll complain about anyone as a teammate? Like, is he a bad guy? Like, I don't think so. So for $200, that's fallen hard, man.
He's just not a consistent performer. He never seems to be able to put his money where his mouth is.
He's been a multiple-time All-Star already.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't he win a three-point contest?
I like that better than Anthony Edwards. He probably did.
At $200, he's
the best three-point shooter of this generation. Like, as he's told everyone.
Yes, best three-point shooting big man. I think is his
final thoughts on the Wolves.
Oh, look! I think it's Ant-Man's team, and if Kat wants to jump on board with that, I think both of them can see some hobby love, and I do think as much as it's a be cautious, a carefully considered buy. Ant-Man, if he has the season we all think he's going to have, I don't know. Tatum's rookie cards are around the 800 mark. That's all I'm going to say. Yep. And look, Anthony Edwards is in the top 10 of top 10 for the MVP betting, I guess you'd call it. Who knows? I've got him for most improved though this year.
Okay. All right. So you're pretty high on him.
I think he'll. I think it's a calculated risk, but if he goes the way we think he'll go, it will go up. Anyway,
I think I've been very high and I've been very public about that for the last like few weeks, but I still think at that price, for me, it's not a home run. And I think that's what you're sort of saying initially, you know, like, yeah, so, yeah.
All right, I think it's on the right Pelicans. Trajectory, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Pelicans is next. And we're going to start with Big Z. Silver PSA 10, last sold for $569. So we're sort of getting this $500 mark is coming up like a few times in this podcast already.
Ooh.
So it's about the same price as a jar. Now, he's actually played this preseason. So in the preseason so far, he's played 15, 22, 25, and 16 minutes. He's had 16, 16, 4, and 12 points. He's had 3, 2, 4, 5 rebounds. This is really interesting though. 3, 5, 2, and 5 assists. Now, block shots, he's only had one game with a block and only one game with a steal, but he had 5 steals. So,
sheesh.
Look, I think this is enough to be optimistic. I would probably say that's the minutes limit that they set him to for the preseason. I don't think anything else needs to be, you know, read into that.
It's interesting you compared him to Jar, because I'm looking at the data and he's in the same, in a similar type of hold pattern.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I got to tell you, I think there's a lot to be optimistic here, because I think in terms of someone being booming up to the ceiling, how high can someone go? I think Zion Williamson is the name that, like, you know, first comes to mind. So, look, I think that is a calculated gamble, and I think that it's not outrageous the price it's currently being asked for. So I put that as a buy if you enjoy risk.
And the risk being that Zion will be on the floor for the whole season.
Yep.
All right. Who else have we got from the
So Pelicans? I think the logical one is Herb Jones. So the reason I say this is because he finished all defensive team last year, which is, you know, obviously really important in this league. His shooting's improved. Trey Murphy's currently got a meniscus injury, which is a 10 to 12 week injury. He did that 8 weeks ago. So for the next month, there's at least 12 more minutes. 12 to 20 minutes, you could even argue, that's up for grabs. So I expect Herb to get a few more minutes there.
Mm-hmm.
The really interesting thing about the Pelicans roster is if you look at it, it's actually pretty deep. So I think there is going to be some competition there for minutes, but I'm sort of being optimistic here and hoping that, you know, some more minutes are going to go his way.
Yeah.
In terms of card-wise, what you're looking at, look, a lot of his stuff isn't outrageously priced. And you can still pick things up for, you know, pretty reasonable dollars. Like, I got a select RPA recently for like $20. It was that included postage too. So, you know, a silver sorry, a Prism Blue Cracked Ice, number to 125. That went for $6, nearly $7 USD. A Ruby Wave Rookie Prism went for $3 AUD, which is like, you know, $1.50 USD, something like this. So, you know, he's still definitely down low. I'm a little bit confused actually why he actually is this low. So for me, again, this is like a very strong buy.
Yeah, look, I think it's one of those, we'll see how it goes. The Pelicans, I think consumer confidence and the Pelicans couldn't be further apart from one another. So that could be be the main thing. And there's a lot of people have been burnt by Zion.
And maybe that trickles totally down fine, the but the roster. I think someone like, yeah, it probably does. I think also too, the roster is quite stacked. I think that complicates things. Like it's not clear cut where the rotation is, but my feeling with this guy is he's going to be a 15 or 12 year NBA veteran. And if he gets traded somewhere else, he actually might do better than what he's currently doing. That's probably my other thing too. Yeah.
True that.
All right. The most boring team on this list is the Knicks. I had to look at this list so long before I said anything. So I think the only one I want to talk about is Josh Hart. But the two other notable mentions I've got is DiVincenzo. I actually didn't realize he'd been traded to the Knicks, so congrats to him. And then Dylan Windler recently got converted from a two-way contract to a full NBA contract. So congratulations to him. Kind of funny thing about Dylan Windler, he hasn't been in the league that long, but he's quite old. So I it's a stay away for me. I think Josh Hart, you know, not a crazy prospect, but I think someone, if you're looking for something steady, probably going to go up because he's in New York. You know, that's it. That's my whole Knicks take, man. It's pretty dry for me.
Well, they've run the same team back, right? Pretty much. So it's
pretty much. Yeah.
It's not really an overly deep cut. Funny you speak of Josh Hart, because he's actually over the last 6 months is now up. Where are we? All sales, Silver Prism. He's up 20%. Last sold for $25. So, like, he's on the rise.
I don't disbelieve that at all. Yeah.
He's a regular starter in New York. He's going to pop count of 150.
Yeah.
Let's see. If he can make a name for himself in New York, maybe that's a $50 card. Who knows? But you're right. It's the same boring team. It's the same. And there's already been talks that the Knicks are going to throw everything to Philly to get Embiid. So that might make it more interesting.
I mean, Embiid going to New York would kind of be sick in terms of like a second coming of Patrick Ewing.
True.
Do you know what I mean? Like that sort of big jump shooting center. But other than that, yeah, whatever. Hey, you put on there Randall. What did you want to talk about with Randall?
I just love Randall. I think I collect Randall, so I thought I'd pop him on there. No, I think put him on there.
That's totally fine.
I was listening to a preseason podcast talking about the overs-unders for each team, and I think it was Bill Simmons that said there's actually a possibility that Julius Randall is one of the most underrated players in the entire league. He puts up a consistent like 25 and 10, and the amount of O boards and like, I get it. He's got a personality issue with he can't take a step back, but he also like willed the Knicks through a series last year. And I don't know. I still think there's a little bit of hobby love around for the T-Rex.
Yeah. Look, I think he's a very good NBA player, but I don't think he's an amazing NBA player, you know? So I think his hobby value where he is, I don't think it's going to go up too much. I don't think it's going to go down too much. And, you know, for me, it's almost like a PC only type deal.
Yeah.
As opposed to the next guy on the OKC Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, this guy for me is just moving into that star to superstar type status.
Did he pay the train driver? The hype train driver.
He's got a limo driver now, man, this guy. So this is like super interesting for me. So his silver PSA 10 last sold for $468, which is not chump change, but it is sub 500, which is that number that we've sort of spoken about so far today.
Yeah.
Do I like that better than, say, Ja Morant or even Zion Williamson? Look, probably truthfully, I don't. Like, I think in some ways, probably Ja is the better prospect in terms of overall talent.
Mm.
But you could also say, too, that SGA is a safer purchase at 468 and maybe the smarter, like the NBA analytics man's purchase of that, you know? So the thing that I find really interesting when I was doing prep for today's episode, looking through the ages on the rosters, if you look at the Thunder age and then the Knicks age, it's like the minimum age is like 25 on the Knicks, whereas it almost seems like that's sort of the max age on the Thunder. And then the other interesting age point I wanted to talk about today too is Pokuševski is probably going to rot on their bench this year, but he's actually the same age as Chet, right? He's the same age as Chet. Yeah, and he's already been in the league for a couple of years. And I do think age is important. So we touched on it with Wendell a little bit. Like the guy's already, you know, 25 years old. So like, you know, for me, he's kind of like toasted. So Pokuševski, his silver rookie, is selling for $1.12. Look, we spoke about deep cuts earlier in the show. This also goes into the deep cut section. But I think in terms of, you know, range and athleticism and skill and basketball IQ, he's actually got a little bit of everything. So for a dollar, I like this guy a lot.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any other guys you want to talk about on the Thunder?
On the Thunder? Look, I think being from Australia, we've seen a lot of Giddy hype. We really haven't got much data on it, but Jalen Williams, the good one, how do you spell? Which one is he? Is he the Y or the E?
EN is the good one.
There's nothing on. There won't be anything on Card Ladder, but
definitely not on Card Ladder. But you'll definitely find some stuff for 130. Yep.
Yeah. Let's have a look. Okay. So silver last sold 76.50. So it's not pocket change. Silver raw rookie.
Look, I know there's a lot of love for Jalen Williams, and I would also go to so far to say is that there's a lot of league love. So he actually features on one of the triple rookie logomans. I personally think that's insane. I don't think that he has that upside at all. I don't even think he's in the top five best players on the Thunder. I think he's a good prospect, and he's risen up the board. I've got no troubles with that. And if you want to PC him, I have no problems with that at all. In fact, I say to you, like, good PC, congratulations. But I just don't.
I mean, he wasn't a lottery pick, but he was, what, 12th?
Don't overpay for this guy. No, I think he was a bit later. I think he was like late 20s or something like that. I just, yeah.
But it's, I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be, because I think this is the season, and this is where I guess we don't have to talk about players in particular, but what's going to happen on OKC's roster is they're trying to figure out who their core is. And if they start finding their guys and that's one of the players that's on their roster, then there might be some hobby love to go with it. Alternatively, if he's not fitting in, someone else is, the question is, does that go the other way?
I think he'll carve out minutes in that rotation somewhere. I think that's the other thing about that team too. They are quite flexible in the way that they do play players. So I think he's always going to get 25 minutes minimum, I would personally say, even off the bench, you know. So, yeah, I probably wouldn't be – that doesn't actually fuss me that much, you know.
Interesting. But yeah, OKC is a very watch this space kind of team this year for me.
Yeah, and there's a lot there too. That's the other thing too. That team is absolutely stacked with prospects. So
if you're looking for prospects, there's no – your best stop is OKC. Just grab them all. Why not?
Start there, yeah.
Speaking of prospects.
Orlando Magic, Paolo Banchero. We have to do this guy. It's like a non-negotiable. Silver PSA 10 sold for $340 recently. Now, this is for me is the play. A raw sold for $34 and another raw sold for $50. So let's just even it out and say you get one for $40 to $45 USD. People talk about sending cards to PSA to, you know, like to flip and all that type of stuff and say, oh, the flip is gone. Well, this is the example of how the flip can work. I actually think that $340, if we go fast forward 3 years into the future, I think that's going to be like a $600 or $700 card. I really think that much of him as a prospect. And I'm going to give a very small example, but it's very important. So Team USA, we've spoken about that already. Did you see the highlight of him crossing over Zion and just dunking on the Pelicans?
I think I so. I watched a bunch Instagram. Of clips and highlights.
Yeah, I put it onto our Instagram highlights. He did that on purpose. I'm sure he was thinking like before the game, I'm going to get Zion. I'm going to show him who the big dog is. And he he got him. It was absolutely delicious. So I love that attitude. I love that type of competitiveness from guys. And I think it's really important because, you know, you can have these sort of skilled guys that just don't do anything. Yep. I think Banchero has got it all, you know. So
I think Banchero's got it in spades, yeah.
I'm going to die on this island too. Like, I in some ways, I don't even care if I'm wrong. Like, it's just,
I think it's a reasonable, conclusion there. The other one on the Magic, I think we need to talk about Franz Wagner.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You put this on the list and you're 100% right about this.
He's, and this is what I mean. Like, everyone's talking about the Thunder. I think Orlando's actually starting to put some serious pieces together.
Orlando is stacked, man. That whole team is just young, up-and-coming talent, and they are fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Blue Cracked Ice, number to 125, PSA 9, sold for 135 of him. So
you can
find some bargain basements of this kid, but at the same time, that's for a PSA 9, that's actually very high.
Yeah.
And for a prospect, you know, yeah.
There's some interesting recent sales just looking at that, like it's, and they're just variants. Like the, what have we got? Purple Cracked Ice to 149, $86.99. Is it? What else? There was something else that was low numbered that sold for some coin.
So I'm looking at a 21-22 Contenders Optic rookie ticket, number to 99. Yep. That sold for 148. That's on card autograph.
Yep.
The takeaway I've got from Wagner is that there's definitely some cards you can buy here and, you know, do well out of. Mm. I'd also say too, I don't think every single card that auctions and ends is a good purchase of his. So it's almost like, do your research, buy beware, make sure you're getting in, you know, and not overpaying for this guy. Because I actually think there is a bit of hobby love for this guy. So overall, that actually makes me think this is someone who, if you're keen on him, you know, he is definitely a good buy. And I think if you're looking to potentially flip cards, is someone else you need to look at too. Because if you can get unders and then, you know, resell it, I think that's a good,
Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe if you are in a bidding war over that, consider that maybe Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's driven the hype train through and picked up Wagner on his way through. Don't buy the hype just yet. Be sensible with your purchases.
No, I think part of it though is it's skill for this kid, and then you know we spoke about like him still growing. So he grew. So he's like 7 foot tall now.
He's crazy. Yeah,
like a proper 7 foot tall. So yeah.
They're going to be formidable. I'm very I think it's going to be interesting to watch Orlando this year.
Philadelphia 76ers. I had to just do the really obvious ones. Joel James Embiid.
Harden. Oh, wait, what? We're not doing Harden.
Look, I didn't do Harden. I think Harden.
We don't do players that don't turn up to training. Yep.
Well, it's played out, man. Like I think he is what he is, and I don't think it's going to move too much. The one for me, it's really is Maxi. Because Maxi is still very much a prospect. However, his silver PSA 10 is still selling at $200. Now, the interesting thing though here is the pop is 326. And you could also very much argue that he's never been a number one and he's never been a number two. So does this kid actually have a higher ceiling? We've also had a coaching change. Is he going to be now utilized to his stronger points a little bit more? My gut feeling is yes. Look, I think Doc is an okay coach. I don't think Doc is fantastic. And I think the coaching change they've had in the offseason is a significant upgrade. So, look, I think you can buy here with some confidence. I think the question is what is the new ceiling going to be? Is it going to be 300, 400, 500? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the part I don't know. So,
And it's interesting. We've got that ceiling level with players at the moment with the way they sit.
It's quite obvious, isn't it? Like the $200 and $500 mark is like very, you know, marked very significantly. All righty. And then the other guy we have to at least mention or at least do a price check on is Joel Embiid. So his silver rookie PSA 10 last sold for $733. The last 6 months, that's actually down 50%. So I think that's super interesting. And I think we talk about this quite a bit. And I wonder if this is all around him getting the MVP and people just unloading. Filling the market up, and now there's been a few more to buy. Population of this is just 84. I'm actually going to put this down as a strong buy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a 50% drop after someone gets MVP is just opportunity.
It's a bit crazy, yeah. Isn't it?
Well,
now I'm just trying to. I'm going to try and pinpoint this. Okay, so if you look at it, April sale of 960, April 13th, end of the season happens. He wins the MVP, 1600, 1300. He chokes in the playoffs, and the next month it's gone.
Yeah, but that's just like simple when to buy something and when to sell something, right? And I think that to me just says this is.
But
when
I think
you buy
he's
it.
Been trending at that eight to 900 point for a little while. It's still less than that, right? Yeah.
You know. Even if you argue, you say to me, fine, actually the bottom for him is 800. Well, then I still think you've got some value there.
There's a little bit of value there. Yeah. I'm just looking at, but the only spike was when he won the MVP recently. But I think he's underrated. I do think success is another one of those things. The MVP award. Yep. Added some value. And then they didn't deliver in the playoffs. Which is rough.
Look, I actually feel bad for him in some ways with like the whole Simmons and then Harden thing. Like that's an absolute, SHIP show, isn't it? Like it's just,
A little bit rough.
Now this maybe next one's going to be a little bit of, sorry.
He'll do better in New York.
I reckon Thibodeau would like just burn his knees into dust though, man.
How's Randall going to go in Philly?
Load manage him or anything like that. He would just break in half.
That would be funny.
Just have him running suicides for 3 hours at practice, you know?
God, no.
All right, this next one's a little bit out of left field, so bear with me for 2 seconds. This is the Phoenix Suns and Josh Okogie. Now, there's a lot of people you could talk about on the Suns, so, you know, you can stop me at any time on this, but hear me out with this guy.
I'm on board. I am on board with Okogie.
Athletic, reasonable amount of size and bulk. He's going to defend 3 positions, maybe 4 positions for them. He's going to do the rebounding that the other guys don't do. He's got enough offense that he can still stay out on the floor and play meaningful minutes. His 3-point shooting is not atrocious. He's improved every year and played really well at the end of last season. Silver PSA 10 last sold for $15.
Cha-ching.
I do have some social compromise here. One of my very good friends is Josh_Monster_Okogie20. Check him out on Instagram. He has the craziest collection of Josh Okogie that you've ever seen. Field of one of ones, RPAs, graded stuff. I'll put it into this week's podcast description. It's wild.
Awesome.
Check it out. Yeah, check it out.
No, I'm on board. I like Okogie. Yeah.
A couple of weeks back, you made the recommendation of Nurkic, and he looked awesome today. And
he did. I actually had a Phoenix fan that was ragging on him nonstop when it happened, going, I can't believe we got rid of Ayton and all we got back was Nurkic.
They're not missing Ayton, man.
I got a message today going, I take it all back. He's always been my favorite Phoenix Suns player, big, and it was, he did. He put on a clinic today, and he fit right in, too.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right, the other one I think we should really quickly touch on, almost for comedy or slash old time sake, is Bol Bol. So silver PSA 10 last sold for $40 USD.
Cha-ching.
For people at home that haven't been following the last couple of years, his all-time high sold for $661. And my perception of Bol Bol is he's the guy who I use in my head as an example of when to sell people when they explode, because I think there was some perception out there that the prices that Bol Bol was going for, that was going to keep going up, and the people that were selling at that time were idiots, and then the people who were holding and, you know, buying were the, you know, geniuses, but we sort of know how that played out.
Yeah, true.
So my question to you, Ad, is he a buy, hold, or sell at $40? Because he's still got the crazy potential. He's still the 7'3" guy that can shoot and dribble and pass.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Like, he's not that old.
He's on a good team. No, he's not. He's probably the same age as Dylan Windler.
Look, I think if you jump on board, and at $40, you might want to. You might sort of, I don't know, have a cheeky punt, see a silver PSA 10 and go, you know what? I'm going to keep watching the league this year. And
do you know what's so funny? The word that I was actually going through my head was punt. I think this guy is literally a gamble. So instead of gambling on the over under the season and putting $50 on the Phoenix Suns, you go out and buy one of these for $60 AUD.
Yep.
And try and say, sell this is my gamble.
Yep.
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 It literally is a gamble with this guy.
Or if you're gambling, then you can buy a bowl as like a sense of irony, I guess.
But if you're betting on the season over under, that'll be at the end of the year. And then probably they've gone up to $100. So,
oh, no, you can't do that.
Then you've actually lost money.
Oh. So this is why I don't get caught up with gambling, because it's just too confusing.
Portland Trailblazers. I'll kick off with Shaedon Sharpe if you want to get up the Simon stuff. How does that sound?
Yeah, that's more than enough. By the way, did you like my little how Facebook was trying to get in on the sponsored ad? Tried to sell me Sharpies after I saw a post for Shaedon Sharpe.
It's almost like there's some artificial intelligence built into Facebook or something. It's super weird, isn't it?
It was a little bit obscure.
I like Shaedon Sharpe for two reasons. I think that the Blazers are going to be bad this year, and I think some of the hobby money is going to come out of him, despite him being a good player and getting better. So I think he's going to be one of those funny players where maybe like the Darren Fox of the last couple of years, where actually he's been playing really good ball, but his prices have gone down. So the other funny thing too about Sharp is the price differential between a PSA 10 and a raw silver rookie for him. So it's raw is $31, but a PSA 10 is $180 and $175. Now, this is exactly the same game that we're talking about with Banchero just about 5 minutes ago. It is exactly the same thing. So you're buying cards raw, you're sending them off to PSA. Can you get something back? The risk is a PSA 9 is selling for $40. So essentially, you're going to lose $20 if it doesn't come back at 10. So it's not a home run. It's not a guarantee. But, you know, if it does come back at 10, you know, you're doing really well.
True.
Look, I don't think he's a buy right now. I think you look at Sharpe in 3 months and see where he's at. My gut feeling is he's going to slide down a little bit.
Yeah.
Some of the money will come out of him, go to other prospects, but that just makes him a better purchase, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Anthony Simons.
Talk to me.
He's up. In the last 6 months, he is up 47%. His silver PSA 10 last sold for $125.
He should definitely be up with Lillard leaving.
He's going to get the opportunity, but I feel like this is
more opportunity.
This is projected. This is projected, not demonstrated success, I think. Do you know what I mean?
Look, I got to be honest with you. I actually think it's a stay away because
I
like Scoot better and I like Sharp better.
It's going to be so interesting.
I think Simons is a sell at that price. I think you
at
say,
that
look,
price? Yeah.
That's the rise I was hoping for, and I take that and I sell, honestly.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's I don't know, everyone else is plateauing, and I don't know. As I said, I think it's projected value. It's not actually demonstrated value, and that's probably backs up what you were saying about it being a sell.
Mm.
Because there's nothing, it's sort of inflated. Yeah, yeah. Anyone else on the Blazers?
No, that's it for Blazers. I say we kick off to the league darlings, the Sacramento Kings and Darren Fox.
The league darlings.
Well, okay, I'm probably exaggerating just a little bit. But look, I want to do Fox for selfish reasons, just because I want to just do a bit of a check-in with him.
Yeah, that's cool. I put Randall on for the Knicks.
I don't actually sit here and check comps like every single day for this guy. So silver PSA 10 last sold for $214. So there was a time last year where he was selling at about $100. So he's, you know, depends where you're sort of looking at with this guy. Look, for the uninitiated, I have a complete Darren Fox bias. So you really have to take what I say with a bit of a grain of salt. I think for $200, I actually don't think that's too bad, even for someone who's as biased as I am.
I actually think that's sneaky undervalued.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because think about the players that he is now. So he's elevated over the last 12 months, right? Last year was really a breakout for him. I don't know if the market is sure about the consistency of it, but unlike the Ja Morants of the world and the Zion Williamsons, the pop count on his rookie PSA 10 is 557. It's 1,000 cards less.
Yeah.
And they're $300 more. Even SGA's pop count is higher. That's the thing. Like, the pop count of this card is a relevant factor here.
Yeah.
So I think at $200, it's very good value.
Yeah. There's two other I just wanted to really quickly talk about, and it's Chris Duarte. And the reason why I wanted to talk about him is because he's actually now officially in the Sacramento starting lineup. Now, this is like a Mike Brown Bible, you know, instruction manual 101 where he goes with someone on the defensive end. So instead of Kevin Huerta, who's one of the best three-point shooters in the league and can make the court bigger and give everyone space, they take him out, they put in Duarte. So as a Kings fan, I'm not a fan of this at all. I think it's going to shrink the court. But from a hobby perspective, I think you can't ignore that Duarte is going to get more opportunity. So, and at the moment, he's basically at like rock bottom. So a PSA 10 blue, number to 75, sold for $8.50. Sheesh. Now, you're not going to get every card like that. Like, that's a home run, obviously. But I think that's also still a good example of where the sort of the hobby perspective is with Duarte. Now, he's an older guy. He came into the league a little bit older. So this is not like a three-year play. I think this is like a quick sort of, you know, 12-month play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, keeping in mind what I just spoke about in terms of old age, Keegan Murray is the Kings rookie from last year. PSA 10 is selling for $117 and $115. But get this, he is currently 23 years old.
Wow. Okay.
So but you actually have to...
Yeah, it's his league age versus his actual age, right? It's the perception versus reality. Interesting there.
Yeah, so you have to keep that in mind. Like, you're almost bidding on a veteran with this guy. Mm. Yeah, you're buying his rookie cards, but, you know, he's not a 19 or a 20-year-old kid. So, yeah, interesting one. Right, San Antonio Spurs news came out this week is Jeremy Sochan is going to be the starting point guard for them, and the starting power forward is Zach Collins. So I think they're the two guys that I think we should talk about.
Yep.
Sochan raw silver rookies are selling for $4, $4, and $9. PSA 10s are selling for $120, $140, and $145. So this is the Banchero. This is the Shaden Sharp sender PSA and grade deal. It's the same thing all over again. And Zach Collins, someone who's been languishing on Portland Trailblazer benches and then, you know, been injured the last couple of years. You got to be happy for the guy that he's back. Look, I think this is really good for him and his hobby value. Silver PSA 10 last sold for $35. Do I expect this to go up too much more than that? Yeah, I think it's going to go up. I do think that. But at the same time, I wouldn't be putting your life savings into Zach Collins. I would be very careful of the total dollar amount that you invest into this gentleman. Population is 99, so I think it's going to be a good buy in terms of pop count. And he's a bit of a wild man. He'll put a hurting on you. So I think he's also someone that's kind of fun to, you know, collect and keep an eye on. Toronto Raptors, Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby is the two I've earmarked. Spicy P, $36 for a silver PSA 10. This is where I really struggle with cards sometimes. So you've got Jeremy Sochan, who is not one-tenth of the player that Pascal Siakam is, but he's $140 for a silver PSA 10. And then Spicy P, who was All-NBA not last year or the year before, you know, selling for $30.
Baffles me.
I find this really tricky sometimes to actually, you know, and this is this whole equation how someone is so good, but then their prices are down here. So for me, this actually is a buy. And last year I was buying up Spicy Peas when they were falling into my lap, but just the flip isn't there with this guy. I genuinely think
is it because of the location? Is it because, no offense to Toronto, but the Canada factor?
It's 100% that. It's the style of play that he has. It's very efficient and he's, you know, very skilled, but it's not something that people dig, I suppose. So, but I still think it's a very good buy. It might be a very good PC only buy. Or you could say I'm playing the smart long-term game. and just buying up assets that are undervalued. And, you know, I think that's the case.
Yeah.
OG Anunoby is the same price as Spicy P, which to me is ironic. But for me, I'd rather spend $30 on a Spicy P than an OG. The funny thing is, though, I actually wonder if he's got a higher hobby ceiling than Spicy P does.
That's an interesting question.
Well, think about all the achievements that Spicy P's got, and then, but he's still the same price as OG.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's marketability.
I just think he's a good buy.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, agreed. They're not the
Utah Jazz. Sorry, what were we gonna say?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I guess it's hard to say anything but that. I don't know. Maybe the Raptors are just considered boring in the hobby, and there's no love out there.
Yeah, definitely.
It's sad. Yeah,
I think it's just a geographical, you know, situation.
Must be. Jazz.
Laurie Markkanen, 169 for his last silver PSA 10. Would you rather 5 Spicy Peas or 1 Laurie Markkanen?
That sounds not basketball related. I think I'll take the Spicy Peas.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but Markkanen was, they were expecting big things out of Markkanen when he first joined the league. Maybe last season is what we've been waiting for.
He played awesome last year.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone was lucky back in December, like near Christmas last year, picked one up for $47.
Yeah.
But
smart people.
Mm.
You wanted to talk about THT. Talk to me about
I don't know if I can find any really, you know, there's bugger all. Talen Horton Tucker, I'm on to 130 point at the moment, but I watched the preseason. This kid can ball, and he's young. He must have been like 18 when he was picked up, 18 or 19, because he's only young.
He's 22 years old.
Yeah. He's been in the league for like 3 seasons.
Yeah.
But just watching him through the preseason, I just saw him. He lit it up a couple of times.
So convince me, why should I buy a Talen Horton Tucker? Tell me why.
I'm going to go and see how much I can get them for, because I think the price point might be the big selling point here.
Yeah.
Mosaic. That's boring.
Because I tell you what, if you convince me to buy one, I'll go out and buy one.
All right. Because it'll cost you 99 cents.
So THT doesn't have a Prism rookie card. So if you're looking for Prism rookie cards, yeah, he's one of those guys that weirdly fell through the. Yeah,
we talked about him. I remember this when he talking about players that don't.
That's why you'll see like Mosaic selling pretty well, and you'll see his optic stuff doing pretty well. And the reason for that is there's no. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that is. I think you've just sold me on the thing that I want to sell you on. And that is that there aren't a lot of his rookie cards. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, if he does explode, it's not so much the pop count on the actual rookie card, it's finding a rookie card.
Yeah.
I think that's the key one. And at the moment, they're not all that expensive. So what do you got? PSA 10, pink camo prism for $10. Flawless ruby numbered to 15, auto. That's not a rookie though. It's 92. But yeah, they're all like sub $10 easy to pick up rookie cards. Get some numbered stuff in Mosaic, maybe. Mosaic Silver Rookie, $1.25. I don't know. I saw him in multiple games in the preseason, and I think he's gonna be a very, very strong contributor to their lineup this year.
All right. So he's not on my radar at all. So I was actually asking you like a genuine question of like, you know, convince me to buy this dude. So yeah,
he plays for Utah. So I wouldn't be like investing more than $20 in him.
Because
it's the Jazz. Like, so we're talking about how boring Toronto is. Utah set the world on fire, set the league on fire for the first half of the season last year. And then remember when we had Mike on and he was like, I don't know if we can actually. And then did we actually put the bet on to say that Utah were going to finish outside of the playoffs?
Yeah, I never collected on that either. He owes me.
Rough. But that's what I mean. Like, it's Utah. They set the world on fire and then just faded into nothingness and didn't make the playoffs. Like, we're not talking Malone and Stockton like Jazz. We're talking a bunch of guys with chips on their shoulder. Yes, it's we've got Danny Ainge pulling the strings in the background, but yeah.
No, I just, yeah, okay.
Buyer beware, but he could have an explosion in those rookie cards. Look, as I said, the silver prism mosaic sold for $1.25. So might be worth picking up if you can come by them, if you sort of come across them.
So you're saying sub $20 THT is a buy?
Yep.
All right. Yep.
And I think we're ready. He's set for an impact this season.
All right. Last team, sir. Washington Wizards. I have no idea what these guys are doing. So
I don't think they know what they're doing.
When they traded Rui Hachimura, I was quite unclear of what their plan was, but it did give me the impression that they had made a choice between Danny. Well, they'd made a choice between Danny and Rui, and the winner was Danny. So they just re-signed him recently for 4 years and $55 million. I think this is one of the better NBA contracts in the league, so I'm giving them a compliment at the moment. So either this is going to be one of the best contracts in the league, or it's going to be a very tradable contract which they can easily move on or move off. So I like it for those reasons. So I think you have to then say there's some confidence that he's going to be playing this year. So his last raw sold for $6 USD. That's for a silver rookie prism. I couldn't find any PSA 10s, which actually means to me that probably none have been subbed just for the fact of like how not popular this dude is. So,
yep.
And then the other guy that I think we have to talk about, and this is almost like a really fun way to finish the show, is Jordan Poole. So the question I'm going to pose to you is, can this guy lead the league in scoring? And then if he does, what will his price explode up to? Because remember, this is the guy that we made jokes about that when he was at $1,000, you know, he went to the moon. You need to sell this guy. He's currently sitting at 183. So I think if you like a little bit of crazy prospecting on some like weird thing to prospect on, this is the weird thing to prospect on. So you buy Jordan Poole at $180 or $200. And then you hope that he gets the scoring title, and then you like, you know, flip this card off. You know, I think that's the
my concern is he sets the world on fire with a scoring title, and it doesn't move the needle because he's on the Wizards.
No, I reckon because he's already exploded once,
he's got potential.
There'll be some weird buyer confidence in that space.
People will. Yeah, so you think people will jump on board?
I think so.
And think it's happening again. Get on early. Get it to 1,000. We're going back to the moon.
we're like the nerds from GameStop.
Just trying to pump it up. No. Never. Not happening.
So I'm just looking at these stats here. He actually went down to $90 at one point. Yeah, like very
he's actually
recently.
Up over the last 6 months.
Yeah,
and I'm surprised 40%. At that. I'm surprised because that
down to $77 at one point. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty much where he like look it over 150. You're probably paying overs for him.
I've put out like a very crazy perspective on this card. What's the sensible man's perspective on this? So give us your sensible man's take, Adam.
Sensible man's take: don't go near this guy with any kind of anything.
Yeah, right.
It's fraught with danger. Like he's
okay.
I had stock in Kyle Kuzma, and I just realized that I'd done me dough as soon as he was in Washington. There's no love. There's no love there. There's as we said at the beginning of the team, they don't know what they're doing.
So is this like the Toronto Raptor of America? Is it what you're saying?
Yeah, like and it's the capital, funnily enough. But like, there's no happy days in Washington. They have nothing to play for. We described this the other day on my friend's podcast. There's blow it up, and there's blow it up and take a step back and be going in the wrong direction, and that's they're at step minus one.
I have no idea what they're doing. Yeah, I'll give you that. Like the actual roster construction here is super weird. Yeah.
They blew it up and then they didn't know what they were doing. They go, that was, we were taking the public's advice. We blew it up. Now what? Make a bunch of bad decisions. Okay. Like they haven't even come out with a plethora of picks.
But if he averages 30 points, I'm not going to be surprised.
Good.
I'm really not.
Good stats, bad team.
That's the definition of.
I think Kuzma will have something to say about that. Vying for the most impactful wizard, I guess. No, all right, just Ad. No. That was good. We just over
final
the hour,
thoughts.
The season's underway. Look, yeah. as we say every week, this is advice. We're not telling you to go out and load up on Jordan Poole, but there should be some fun there for the upcoming season. Well, Russell might be. Who knows?
Ooh, I don't know.
No, not loading up on Jordan Poole?
Poku, AO. I bought some AO this week.
I think this has given me some good opportunities there when we go to the hobby hangout, when we're at trade days in stores. I think there's some cards to look for.
Away two of the last couple of weeks is sending cards off to PSA again. I think there was a point where it was just ridiculous. What was the point?
Yeah.
I think the equation is coming back again, you know, where it's actually like, do you know what? If you send the right cards off, you can actually do better.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, I think calculated grading submissions.
Herb Jones, that's my other takeaway too, I think.
Yeah. I think that was very succinct. We'll be back with some regularly scheduled programming next week.
Yeah. Thanks, Ad. Appreciate it, mate.
Nah, this is good. This is a lot of fun. It's nice to have basketball back. Looking forward to some more games and just the day-to-day, it's back. The NBA is back. This is good.
Did you say Anthony Davis is back?
The NBA is back. Anthony Davis is back, but one half at a time, okay? He's taking it one half at a time. Oh, boy. This is going to be a sufferable season, especially with how well the Lakers did in the off season. Oh, well.
All right, guys. Peace out.